Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos and stories and photos and so forth of animals that we've got going there. And it is the 4th of June, first Sunday of June already. And that means shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friend Sunday. Although, are we still missing in action here, Nathan?
Yeah, still trying to get connected here.
Okay, so normally we would be welcoming Laura Cook, chief cook and bottle washer for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And just a little kitchen talk here for you. Now, Laura was confirmed, but she confirmed earlier in the week this week. I didn't talk with her yesterday because I was, I was at the big academy thing. And Nathan's been trying to call her, and it's going straight to voicemail. But of course, she gave me a resounding yes, and that she would be here as usual today. So, well, we all have to hope. I'm probably thinking, Laura. Now, I did what I did in that last minute when you told me she wasn't answering, Nathan. I did shoot her an email just in case, too. So we've checked in where we can. We've tried to reach her. But hopefully she's going to wake up any minute now and say, oh, geez, I'm supposed to be on the radio. And we'll hear from her. But if we do not, we'll fill you in on the details. But in the meantime, Nathan, she doesn't call. And I can talk more about what's going on at my place and the Hummers and everything that's going on this year. The weather shifts and patterns really makes a difference. But things bloomed late here, and I think the seasons were late. But right now, everything is in full swing, and I've got some interesting stuff going on. I seriously expanded the number of hummingbird feeders that I have and put them some out farther on my property. And that seems to have stopped all the hummingbird wars and battles that they would guard the feeders and all of that. I've had none of that going on this year. And I have Rufus as well as Anna hummingbirds. And they all seem to be, there's so many feeders, they just go from one to the other. But I'm really having to work at keeping the feeders full, because even with as many as I have, they are still draining them. But I have some other interesting things going on. And what I was thinking about just now, because they were out my window, I have more flowers than I normally do, Nathan. I have extra big baskets of the Million Bells, which I love so much, and over the back. And I've got a bunch of swallowtail butterflies. Usually I see a butterfly here or there, but I have a bunch of swallowtails now that are actually living here. And all day, they just go from one Million Bells plant to another, and they really, really like them. And then I have some others that they like, too, but not as well as the Million Bells. But I was just reminded because they were at my window.
That's a neat-looking butterfly, too. I was just
the swallowtail.
Looking up a picture of it. They got, like, those two little kind of prong-like tails in the back.
Right. And they're yellow with black trim and black spots. I mean, they're really gorgeous butterflies. And one I recognize, and I know that's here all day long, every day. I don't know how long butterflies live, though. So I haven't had a chance. I haven't remembered when I was at my computer to look it up and find out. But he has more black on him than most of them do. So I can recognize him right away. And he's the first one that's been here, and he's here every day, all day long. And now some others are showing up as well. So that's been really cool. The frogs are in full bloom and have been going strong. And I have two. I have a front porch frog now. I don't remember if you remember last year, the last couple of years, I've had a frog that would live in my hose on the front patio. And then brought a baby last year, and the baby was in Robbie's water bowl, and they were so cute. Well, I don't know how long these frogs live either. I got to figure that out too, because I think that this same frog's been here for, I'd like to say 3 years, but I don't know that they live that long. But anyway, they disappear in the winter, but it was just, I don't know, probably three, maybe a month ago, that we cleaned off my patios, and right next to my front door is Robbie's doghouse, and then I have an umbrella that sits there, and it gets spiders get around it, cobwebby anyway. So we're moving all of that out to clean. Picked up the umbrella, and I had forgotten that I really hadn't used it all winter. I mean, it's there in case I need it, but usually I got a hood on or something, or I just don't use it very. I didn't use it, but I picked up this umbrella. This big frog popped out, and it was one of the biggest frogs of these kind I've ever seen. That's why I think he's been here for long, and so. Because we're, cleaning and washing the whole patio, I moved him out to a patch of taller grass and dandelions next to the house on the north side. And he stayed there the whole day working on the patios and stuff. And then sure enough, he was back on the porch. And I don't know if he's back in the umbrella at night, but he's somewhere at night. And then the other night, Nathan, it was so funny. I came out and the frog is in Robbie's. It was a hot day last week. The frog's in Robbie's water bowl. So now on hot days, the frog takes over Robbie's outdoor water bowl because I've moved it, into the shade, as otherwise it gets too hot. And so now on hot days, Robbie has to give up his water bowl, which he apparently doesn't mind. And the frog lives in his water bowl. And then I went out to my fountain in the back, and I have a plug-in pump that runs the fountain. And that gets clogged up with stuff, and I have to plug it in. Well, there's a covered outlet in the back. Well, I got a frog living in the outlet. So I have a little fountain frog who lives in the outlet, apparently must like the power or the vibration of the electricity coming through that, because he's sitting right on top of the outlet. It's really weird. Anyway, so I have a fountain frog and I have a front porch frog. But then I'm assuming that since you didn't give me any heads up that Laura's still not answering. Well, I got one more hummingbird story. And then we'll talk about Seattle dogs if she doesn't turn up. This is the one I'm going to have to tell this again when Natasha's here to make sure that I interpreted this right. But it was one of the coolest experiences. It was a Sunday afternoon. I'd gotten home from or done the show. And after the show, I do Sunday chores, because Monday is our garbage recycling and compost day. So I have to, get all the garbage, all that stuff out. And then I have to haul them all the way out to the road. And I scoop the dog yard. And there's a lot of Sunday chores that I do. Well, it was the first really hot day. It was one of a Sunday, which was, had to be, I don't know, a few weeks ago. Because the hummingbirds were still, they were gone for raising the baby period. They disappear for a few weeks. And so they had still disappeared, but the adult males were starting to show up occasionally. All right. So I had been out and doing Sunday chores. And of course, by the time I was doing Sunday chores, Nathan, it was the middle of this hot afternoon. It was like between 85 to 90. It was that day that was really hot. And of course, my driveway's in full sun. And I had to move all the containers out to the road, which they were all full and they were heavy. And it's in the full sun. And it was hot. So I got done with that and I came back and I thought, well, I'm not going to go back in the house because then I'll be too cool because I still have more chores to do. So I wandered around to the back patio with Robbie and I sat down in the shade at my table and the patio back there to kind of cool down slowly in the shade so I could do more chores. So I'm just sitting there at the patio, which is about maybe 6 to 10 feet away from the most popular feeder, my hummingbird feeder, which is right next to my kitchen French doors. So I'm just a few feet away from that and sitting there, and Robbie's laying at my feet. It was very cool. Well, all of a sudden, this a male rufous hummingbird comes to the feeder, and he drinks a little bit. And then he'd started doing stuff I'd never seen a hummingbird do before. And so he kind of, you know how they can hoover and they can back up and do all kinds of things when they fly. So he hoovers away from the feeder and he backs up out maybe 10 feet away from the house to the middle of the area between the house and the terrace. And he looks around and he goes back to the feeder. Takes another drink, and then he hoovers back out to the middle of the area and looks around, and then he goes back to the feeder, and he takes a drink, and then he hoovers back out. And then this is the really cool part. Then all of a sudden, he shoots straight up in the air and goes up like 150 feet straight up in the air. And surrounding that area in my backyard are like 150-foot hemlocks and evergreens,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and cottonwoods, but they're all like 100, 150 feet tall. He shoots straight up in the air and goes above the tree line and hoovers up there for a while. And I'm thinking, this is like really strange. And then he zooms straight back down to the middle of the clear open area next to the feeder. And he starts a call and making noise that I've never heard a hummingbird do.
Wow.
And he was kind of chortling and singing. And it was a song. And all of a sudden, because in my mind, I'm asking, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, he went straight up in the air to look for predators. And now he's calling the babies to the feeder. And it was so cool because, I mean, you should see, he just like a jet went straight up in the air 150 feet, hoovered, came back down, and then started calling the babies. And then I was so surprised that I moved and that got Robbie up and moving. And then he was looked down and like went, oh, geez, the dog is out. And then off he went back to where the nest area is. But so I have to confirm with Natasha that I didn't make this up. And it was the male was searching for predators and then calling the babies to the feeder.
So it was a male hummingbird.
It was a male. It was the male rufous hummingbird that was doing this. But it's a call I never heard. Now then, a few days after that, I heard the same call, but I wasn't close enough to see what was going on at the feeder, but I heard the same call from the hummingbird, and it was right after that all the babies started showing up. So I'm pretty sure I got to see that little ritual of dad checking to make sure there's no predators around and then starting a hummingbird feeder school for the babies. It was so cool.
Yeah, my initial thought was like maybe the hummingbird was teaching the babies how to fly, you know, they were at that point in time.
But the way, you know, they go back and forth to the feeder and then straight up and down. And then the call, I just swear he was calling them to come to the feeder and was going to teach them about the feeder.
Ah.
But then he realized that both me and Robbie were right there. And
Oh,
well, but anyway,
that is very cool though.
Yeah, it was really fun to see it. I've never seen that hummingbird behavior, and I've never heard that call before, except the next time I heard it, and then all of a sudden there's babies everywhere. So I'm pretty sure that was it, but I'm just going to ask Natasha to confirm it.
Okay.
All righty, let's take care of advertisers, and then we'll give you the basic lowdown on Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and some contact information. So that's Laura's got to be up to her eyeballs out there helping homeless dogs and their humans. and that's why she's not with us. So we'll tell you how you can help her too. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, and she is our best practitioner, does energy codes as well. She works out of her office in the Intraspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, and you can work with her in person at her office or remotely over the phone or Zoom. And of course, she's here with brother Dr. Nils Rasmussen the second Sunday of every month, and that of course is next Sunday. So hope you will all join us and plan to call in for your free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that haven't worked with her privately before. Working with her on the air doesn't count. You still get a free session. And all you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And that's Linda Rasmussen. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can request a free introductory session by calling or texting her at 206-841-1992. And of course, I told you, you know, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, what I do is work with people privately in their homes and help them understand the dog friends and solve all the problems you're having real quick. You typically only have to see my clients once, and then I give you free phone follow-up once we're done. And most serious stuff is under control the day I see you. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So you or anybody you know has problems with their dog friends, call Aunt Martha. I'll always talk for free on the phone, like I said. And I am available. I'm all caught up, so I can see you within a reasonable period of time. You don't have to wait months to see me right now. I am available. So give me a call at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Well, all right, Nathan, I think we got to say Laura got busy doing something with the homeless dogs and folks. And so I really appreciate her and a lot because of her story. You know, she and her family were homeless, and but she was able to pull her family up by the bootstraps and get them out of that situation. But instead of taking her dolls and dishes and going off having a life of her own, she's paying it backwards, forwards, inside out, upside down, and every which way. And started Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So she supports the homeless animals in the Seattle area and their humans, delivers food, treats, supplies, leashes, collars, that kind of thing, litter, whatever the animals need. They also help out the human animals and with tents and coats and socks and gloves in the wintertime for sure, and cooling things in the summer. So if you'd like to help Laura with what she does, you can check her out at Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and I believe the website is seattledogs.net. And I think you've learned to appreciate Laura over the years too, Nathan. I've got to grab some notes, so because I want to make sure I get the donation information correct.
Of course. Yeah, no, Laura, I've done work with the homeless, and there really are people. I mean, when we go around the Seattle streets, especially if you're downtown, you can see the population. I feel like it is tainted with a lot of stereotypes about them, that they're just, you know, always problematic or, you know, dealing with drugs and things like that. But really, there's a big population of homeless that truly need it. And when they receive that help, they're just so grateful. I've done things with homeless, not with dogs specifically or anything like that, but going to shelters and just feeding the homeless. And those people that truly need it, you can see how much they appreciate your help and support in giving them a meal. And it's like almost brings a tear to their eyes as they're coming to pick up or dish out their plate and the buffet style that we did. And it's really touching just to see that impact that giving somebody who really needs it the support.
Yep. So if you want to help out, you can help Laura. The website is seattledogs.info. And you can email Laura at seattledogs@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to donate to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, now there's actually two ways, because they have a huge vet bill at Greenwood Animal Hospital. Greenwood Animal Hospital does all the veterinary care for the homeless dogs and animals that Seattle Dogs brings them, but they do charge them for it. So you can call Greenwood Animal Hospital and donate directly to them if you want to, for the veterinary fund for Seattle Dogs, or you can donate directly to Seattle Dogs. And the way to do that is go to paypal.me/206dogs. paypal.me/206dogs. 206dogs, D-O-G-S. So paypal.me/206dogs. And that way you can help out and contribute to the cause. I think they're also, if you want to donate supplies, there's a couple of pet shops in the South End called A Dog's Dream, and that's where you can drop off supplies. And then the Soto Food Bank, I think they're there Monday afternoons around 4 p.m. It's a regular place for them where they distribute dogs, food, and so forth. So seattledogs.info to check them out. And I'll have to get after Laura, and hopefully she will be with us again next month and won't work her Sunday morning away, so we won't miss her. But hopefully she's doing something wonderful and is not up to her eyeballs and alligators. Uh-oh, is that one of those phrases that Eileen was talking about and I'm not supposed to say anymore? I don't know, maybe. Yeah, okay. Well, so she's never mind. She's probably busy, but let's think good thoughts for Laura and that she gets all the homeless dogs and cats taken care of and lots of great donations this week. And remember, all you got to do is go to Seattle Dogs or at hotmail.com is a email and paypal.me/206dogs to contribute to the cause. All righty. So guess we'll wrap up the animal portion of our show. And how about we address the human animal? Because I've been thinking all week that people are so stressed. And there's one great way that just universally helps everyone. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm delighted to say that representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, one of my favorites to chat with would be Sita Toko. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you.
And how are you on this beautiful, sunny Sunday morning?
Awake and ready.
Hey, all right. You posted some pretty flower pictures this week. I appreciate your flowers.
Yeah.
But so everything is in bloom, isn't it?
I know. It's just such a beautiful time of year for flowers.
Yeah, yeah. I so love the flowers. Well, you know that. Well, did you see that spectacular picture? I found out where it was. You know, the picture that I posted that had the turquoise shutters and around the windows of the building, and then the incredible flowers all around that?
Yes.
That actually, it didn't say so in the photograph, but someone else posted it and checked it out. It's actually taken in Turkey.
I was wondering where it was.
Yeah, it's in Turkey. And they said exactly where it was. But anyway, spectacular colors. So anyway, besides flowers and beautiful colors and Divine Mother and Mother Nature everywhere, I was thinking there's one universal solution, I think, to helping people that are so stressed out and having problems. And that would be learning to meditate.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah, and I think there's this very cute saying that is apropos to what you're saying, which is the only way out is in, and by in is to draw our energy and our awareness inward.
Isn't that true?
Yeah,
the only way out is in. Because God is within all of us. That energy is there. We just have to find it. But you're not going to find it running around being crazy, stressing out all over the planet.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing is sometimes, you know, when I share meditation classes, I remind people that they don't really have to change their lives. They can still lead very busy lives and still have a lot going on. But when we meditate, we learn to do those things from a place of peacefulness. And as Yogananda said, you can learn to be actively calm and calmly active. So it isn't so much that we need to, you know, sell everything, go live by the sea, you know, look at flowers all day.
That's or live in a cave on the top of the Himalayas somewhere. You don't have to do that.
No, it's like you can still do all your responsibilities and duties. But what we find is that when we go inward with meditation, we find that we are less reactive, we're less anxious. Things seem to work out a little bit better. And when they don't, we're a little less ruffled. And Yogananda said, you know, once we learn through meditation that peace has always been with us, because meditation doesn't add peace. It removes all the restlessness that was blocking that peace that's always with us. He said, once you learn that, you realize wherever you go, you're carrying a portable paradise within.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, and that's the nice thing is that once, you know, you learn the basic technique, you can meditate for 5 minutes or hours. Mm-hmm. You know, there aren't any rules. and it makes such a huge difference. But it can take some practice to learn to carry, you know, that peacefulness and be aware of it. But it is just such a wonderful practice to learn. And I think, don't we, we've got some, a good class coming up to help people learn how to do it, right?
Yeah. So for people who are new to meditation or need a refresher or just want to see what the meditation is about at Ananda. There's a Learn to Meditate class coming up this Tuesday, June.
The 6th, probably June 6th, because today is the 4th.
Four consecutive Tuesdays from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., and you can do it in person at the Ananda Community in Linwood or online through Zoom.
All right, so this is, and you said it starts this Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30. And so not at the temple or the yoga hall, it's at the Linwood community. So that would be in the Hansa. I would assume, which is lovely. Talking about lovely, peaceful place to go. I think a lot of the pictures you've been sharing of the flowers and the wild roses and stuff, those are at the Ananda community in Linwood, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of the flower post pictures I do share. You know, it's the Ananda residential community in Linwood is a little over 5 acres. And, you know, nestled in Linwood, and it's just one of the most, it's just so peaceful, it's so beautiful, and because where the class is being taught in Hansa, people meditate there every day, twice a day, you know, that it's easier to meditate in a place like that where people have meditated before, and so just to get out of your routine for a bit, to pop in, to learn how to meditate, and you know, then you can take it with you. I mean, it's
and the community is quite lovely. I remember when I first came to the community, and this course was, you know, many years ago now, but, you know, I'd always thought that there was no way I could ever live in an apartment. I just didn't think I could ever do that until I came to the Ananda community in Linwood, and the energy is so wonderful, and it's such a peaceful place. And, you know, everyone, you know, pretty much there is into, you know, meditation and so forth. So the energy is just phenomenal. I realized I could live there. So that really surprised me.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It is.
Now, speaking of that, do you have to be a member of Ananda to live at the community?
You don't have to be a member of Ananda to live at the community, but it should be a good fit, you know.
Right.
So that you want to live a life that is in harmony with the life there, which is, you know, not everyone is an Ananda member there, but, you know, that is respectful of the practices of, you know, a life of meditation. It's not like we walk around like monks and saints or anything like everyday living, but you know,
you don't have to worry about, you know, your neighbors, you know, making loud commotion all night long and people yelling at each other and fighting in the parking, you know, because that stuff just doesn't happen in the community. I mean, everybody, it's a very peaceful
peaceful place, and if people are interested, they should reach out to the community, to Christy as the manager, and just, you know, do a visit, see if it's a good fit.
But you can live there and not actually be a member of Ananda. But, you know, often I think if people do live there, I think that eventually they probably do want to be part of the community, simply because learning to meditate and do all these wonderful things brings such peace to your life. Or as, you know, Sita said, if you want to get out of the turmoil, you got to go within.
That's right.
It's meditation that teaches you how to do that. That can be a pretty scary thought for folks. And we're coming up on a time where, because it's the last half hour of the show, we've got to stay on time with advertisers. So we'll go ahead and take care of that. Then we'll talk to Sita, because I know she has experience with this. I know there are so many that are so busy. You don't think that you can meditate. You don't think you can sit for 5 minutes, let alone an hour or, you know, longer. But they have answers for all of that. So we'll talk about, for all of you that think you're too busy and life is too crazy and you can't possibly meditate, well, Sita will help you understand that you can. So stay right where you are. We'll chat about all of that right here, coming up, Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, we heard from wonderful Natasha, our communicator and medium feng shui specialist, personal awareness coach, and she'll be in the studio with me the third Sunday of the month if you have questions for her. Otherwise, you can contact her in the meantime for private readings at 360-770-7836. And angelicclarifications.com is her website. And you can, she has a regular podcast on Monday and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And you can locate the podcast on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC. And remember, 4 p.m. tomorrow and 4 p.m. on Wednesday. And join us on the third Sunday. And of course, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, is in her home now in Shoreline. Great parking, real convenient location, and oh, what phenomenal energy with the sounds and the forks and so forth. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can call her at 206-706-2836. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, we're going to get back to our discussion. We are addressing the human animal in this portion of the show. And, you know, I always forget to say this. The best gift you can give to your animal friends is to take better care of yourself. And to calm your energies down. If you are in a constant state of stress and worried all the time and busy all the time, your energies pick up, or your animals pick up, process, and reflect back the emotional and energy of their humans and behaviors and patterns and all kinds of things. So once again, I tell you, the best gift you can give to your animal friends is to take care better care of yourself. And I, Sita, I can't think of any better gift that one could give to themselves and their animal friends than learning to meditate.
I might be biased, but I agree with you.
Well, and you know, my animals love it. I mean, my Robbie, he does his best. I meditate in a chair in front of my altar. And well, it's one of the places that I meditate, but probably the most. He tries to get underneath my chair.
Aww.
So he likes to meditate. And even the cats come. So they do appreciate the energy. And
everybody in the family does. I mean,
yeah.
Really, it's a gift. Not that that's our reason, but, you know, sometimes I have people come back, you know, for the second or third class or learn to meditate, and they will say, so my partner, my spouse has said, so is there anything I could do today to help you get in your meditation? You know, it really, and it's subtle, you know, with meditation. It's not like, oh, I saw angels, I saw lights and rainbows. It's like, wow, I would have reacted so differently to that a month ago before I started meditating. Or, wow, I can, you know, this person used to really get on my nerves, and now I'm like, I'm not really fazed by it. You know, it's really practical, you know, whatever reason
yep.
we come to for it, to lower our blood pressure, as we have anxiety and we are looking for calmness because, you know, we are asking big questions, who am I? We get all the same benefits, you know, but we get what we're looking for.
Yeah, and it is amazing, Samantha, that because you can with good meditation practices and learning some breath techniques, you literally can affect your blood pressure and your heart rate. You know,
yep.
all of that. And not to mention, you know, your physical health and well-being and so forth.
Yep.
But it really does make a difference.
Even if you don't feel it. And that's the thing is, like with heart rate, I was visiting family and I had to take my dad to the ER because he was in a lot of pain. Turned out it was kidney stones. And
oh, that is painful.
Being he's in the bed, it's like 3:30 in the morning. I couldn't use my cell phone. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I realized they took the monitor off his finger for his heart rate.
Uh-huh.
And I put it on and I'm like, oh, 68, that's pretty high for me. I'm going to watch my breath, which is the key technique we teach at Ananda, watching the breath.
Uh-huh.
And I went up to 70 and I'm like, oh, maybe it's because I'm watching the breath. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep at it. And then my heart rate just went down 60. Down 50, down. It got so low that it started beeping. Okay,
and the it was too low. Huh?
Going, what's going on? The nurses come in and they're looking. I'm just standing there with this thing on my finger, going, you know, like I wouldn't have known if I didn't have that on. And it's just like we think we're not getting anywhere with our practice because we're, you know, we're restless, but.
But that's pretty dramatic. If your heart rate was all the way up to 70 and just with a little watching your breath, you brought it down to the 40s. That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah. I mean, I had been doing it for 7-8 years at that point. But yeah, and that's the thing is, even if we don't think we're good at it, even if we don't think we can do it, when we do do it, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, we're being effective. Studies have shown that just by lifting our gaze toward the point between the eyebrows when we meditate, that it actually grows brain matter there. And we want, you know, that's a really good part of our brain. It shrinks the amygdala, which is our reactionary centers. We have no awareness of that. So what I'm saying is like, you know, to not throw in the towel because we don't think we can do it or we don't do it well. The only bad meditation is the one you don't do.
Yeah, it's true. And I remember you telling us, I think of it as probably worth repeating, when you started, you weren't able to sit still for very long. And it was challenging for you to start. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, 5 minutes. I think after 5 minutes, I would literally hold the bottom of the chair in the temple sanctuary because I'm like, I am going to run out of here screaming. And I just I kept at it. And that was for a half hour meditation. And now, like, a half hour meditation seems like nothing. But see, you just got to keep doing it. And it's not like you're sitting in a drudgery and terrible. Like, the results are their own reward.
Yeah. And it's subtle. So it sometimes sneaks up on you. And all of a sudden you realize, like, wow, I've had a really peaceful week or a really peaceful day, or gosh, I feel such joy inside. What's going on? But yeah, it's like it sneaks up on you, and all of a sudden you realize that there have been some pretty dramatic changes in how you feel.
Exactly. And even if you just learn how to work with your breath, like that example in the ER, like before you have to go into a meeting and you're nervous, if you know how to work with your breath, you're in the doctor's office, you're uncomfortable getting your blood drawn, if you know how to work with your breath, you know, even to share with our children, you know, I know you're nervous to take this test today. I'm just going to show you this simple breathing technique. There, it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be monumental. Like, step by step, you know, we move in that direction. Nobody, you know, is going to leap there just because they know it exists.
Right. So for those that have never done meditation, or the ones that think they can, it is this class coming up that's starting Tuesday is the best way to begin?
It is, you know, depending on your temperament. If you're like, I need to be in person with somebody, yep. If you're like, no, I'd rather be at home, I'm still not comfortable going out, you can do it through Zoom. You can also go to our YouTube page, Ananda Washington, and you can click on the playlist, Guided Meditations.
Oh, so that's YouTube. Ananda Washington on YouTube.
Yep, and then and there's a playlist called Guided Meditations, and they're half. And after everyone does them, they're like, that didn't feel like a half hour, because someone is guiding you through the whole time, how to sit, how to observe the breath, and, you know, it's like having your hand held in a way. So you don't have to have any meditation experience to do that.
Wow, that's great. I think that's the first time we've mentioned that here. You and so everybody pay attention. The Ananda YouTube channel, Ananda Washington on YouTube, and click on the guided meditations. How cool is that? You can do it right at your home, right at your computer. Practice to see what it's like. And I've found that especially when you're beginning, guided meditations are a lot easier sitting there by yourself trying to still your mind and stuff.
Exactly. And people.
So it's a real easy way to kind of sneak in the back door.
Exactly. Hey,
that's wonderful.
Take it.
Yeah. And now, so we've got the beginning meditation class, and that starts Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 7:30, in person at the Ananda community in Linwood, or on Zoom from your home or your computer, wherever you are. I know some people Zoom in from their phones, maybe in their car, but doesn't matter where you are. You can do the class. And how many weeks in a row is it, Sita?
Four
weeks. All right. And then for just meditators in general, isn't there are quite a few different times during the week that meditation is offered through Ananda, isn't there?
Yeah, you can come to the Ananda Blue Lotus Meditation Temple in Bothell, and from 12:30 to 1, there is a meditation time. It's not guided. So you can come in and there'll be a chant.
And that's what, Monday through Friday?
Tuesday through Friday.
Tuesday through Friday. And that, did you say noon to 12 to 12:30?
12:30 to 1.
12:30 to 1. 12:30 to 1, Tuesday through Friday. You can just come to the Blue Lotus Temple, and the sanctuary is open for meditation from 12:30 to 1, but it's not a guided meditation.
No, but I just sitting there.
Oh, yeah, it makes up.
It's so uplifting. Yeah, and
it really is.
I have time to mention meditation teacher training starts in September, as does the art and science of Raja Yoga. And of course, the art and science of Raja Yoga also teaches people how to meditate, and Morley leads that, and I teach that as well. So
yeah, any class you can take with Morley and Sita is just absolutely you could not put a price on it. It's so incredible. And I swear, Morley, I could listen to him forever. He could teach the phone book. but, you know, he just is so mesmerizing, and his wonderful stories and so forth. But, you know, take advantage of the fact that he and Sita are teaching, you know, this class. And that begins in September. Mm-hmm. And you learn how to meditate and all kinds of great stuff. And it is the beginning. That's how I started with Ananda, because it's the beginning to being able to do Kriya Yoga, which is the really good stuff. And I think you also, Sita, don't you do a regular guided meditation or a meditation at some time?
I was doing them on Wednesdays. They're all recorded and on YouTube now, but we're taking a break for the summer, and we'll
gotcha.
Start.
Okay. But all of those things are available on the Ananda YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful channel to explore. You can get all the Morley storytelling videos are up there.
I'm going to have to check that out, because I hadn't even thought about that. And I don't think we've mentioned it before. But so there's a lot of Morley stories and stuff up on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's on the playlist. Storytelling with Morley. There's Sunday service talks, all sorts of good stuff.
Oh, wonderful. That's really great. So checking out Ananda Washington on YouTube, and you can get a real good feel for just going through a little guided meditation and seeing what a difference it makes. See how you feel.
Yep.
Because it can be surprising. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe it might not be immediate, and it might be a delayed acknowledgement, but sometimes it's just absolutely immediate. It's like, wow, I didn't know I could be this calm.
Yeah, a lot of people say that after they do a guided meditation. They're like, wow, I forgot what this feels like.
It's just such a pleasure to be able to chat with you again, and thanks for sharing flowers with me, and I look forward to another chat with Ananda. Well, it probably won't be you, but it could be it'll be the first Sunday of July.
Wow,
so
amazing.
We'll look forward to another chat with Ananda next month. And in the meantime, remember, the meditation class starts this Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:30. And you can sign up for that at the AnandaWashington.org?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Sita, thank you so much. Have a wonderful sunny afternoon.
Thank you, Martha.
Uh-huh. God bless. Bye-bye. You know, she's such a great teacher. I mean, I feel calmer just talking to her. Doesn't her voice kind of calm you down, Nathan?
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, Robbie, not a single aggressive bone in her body.
Yeah, that is very true. And you know, I don't know if you remember, but that's how I met Sita years and years before we ever joined Ananda. Because when she was pregnant with her son, she hired me to come help her educate her about her dog.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So she hired me as a behaviorist and dog trainer decades ago. And then we met each other again at Ananda. So we are about out of time, everybody. And that means take care of your animal friends this week. Remember, with this hot weather, it only takes 10 minutes on a 70-degree day with the windows partially open to cook your dogs or your kids, and we had more of the kid problems. So if you've got a dog or a kid, an animal in the car with you, put something like your purse or your kid or something with them so you don't forget they're there. And make sure you give water to everybody. And next week, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen in the studio plan to be here and call in for your free remote treatments. And Nathan, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll have to talk about Bark in the Park again with Stacy next week. So everybody, have a great day. Nathan, you have a great day. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.